For the first time after decades of toxicity and failure, Europe is reaching a historic, unprecedented agreement on our Pact on Migration and Asylum, an approach which is aimed at tackling all facets of this multidimensional, challenging topic, but above all, a system that is firmly grounded on what Europe represents today in a turbulent, insecure world. These words were spoken by the Vice President of the European Commission, Margarita Skinis, during his address at the 8th Vienna Migration Conference that took place from 10th to 11th October 2023. But what made him choose this platform that he went on as describing the epicenter of migration expertise for this very strong quote? My name is Elisabeth Minkoff, ICMPD Communications Officer, and today I will address this question to the masterminds of the Vienna Migration Conference. Joining me today is ICMPD Deputy Director General Lukas Gerke, who is also the Director of the Policy, Research and Strategy Directorate. Welcome, Lukas.
Hi, Elisabeth. It's a great pleasure to be here with you.
Great having you. My second guest is Marlen Frankenhäuser, head of the policy unit and in charge of organizing the Vienna Migration Conference for the past several years. Dear Marlen, a very warm welcome to you as well.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
We came together to talk about the Vienna Migration Conference and why it's become such an important platform, what the idea and the potential is, and what it is capable of to provide that other formats cannot. Lukas, how would you describe the Vienna Migration Conference to someone who is not familiar with it?
Yeah, sure. On the the first thought, of course, it's a conference. So people meet in a place to discuss migration. But I don't think that this really describes what the VMC is and has become over the years. It is the prime occasion to discuss the state of affairs in migration policy development in a regional context or in a European context. What is important in Europe, what is important in its neighborhood, that is what we're discussing. We're meeting always at the end of summer in Vienna for a day and a half, and we basically put a lot of effort in getting a wide spectrum of stakeholders, of practitioners, of media, of civil society representatives, of politicians, of researchers into one room and get a wide and open, frank, non-scripted discussion, discourse going on where migration policy needs to be headed to, so as to provide tangible and solid basis for policy making.
And Marlen, is there something that you would like to add about the concept of the Vienna Migration Conference?
I would like to add, when it comes to the stakeholders, that it is not an EU conference only. It reflects also ICMPD's broader membership. It is a European conference, and we want to bring Europe's partners also to the stage. We want to be able to have a discussion on equal footing with Europe's partners, and that really sets the VMC apart from other European conferences.
And perhaps there's also another important thing, that we invest a lot of effort in getting sort of non-scripted statements there. So we foster an open and frank discussion. So, and that is, I think, an aspect that makes the VMC special and different, is you're not necessarily here to negotiate anything. You're not necessarily here to represent a certain position, but to discuss migration in a wider perspective, in a setting that is not linked to a political agenda, but basically one that is aimed at bringing about good solutions for a complicated and complex policy field that doesn't leave anyone cold. Migration is an issue that polarizes, but I think what is important is that we keep also the well-being of the people in our at the center of our discussion and attention when we talk about migration policies.
And this year it was already the 8th Vienna Migration Conference. For somebody who has not heard of the conference before, who's not familiar with the concept, how can we imagine, like, how big is the conference? How has it evolved over the years? And do you have maybe some favorite participants over the years who made an impact, so to speak, to the broader and wider discourse?
Yeah, I think to appreciate where the VMC is coming from, it is important to perhaps refer for a moment to who's organizing it. It's the ICMPD, it's the International Center for Migration Policy Development, that is organizing the conference. And we have, since our beginning, invested a lot of efforts conceptually and practically to bring all relevant stakeholders around a table to discuss and exchange very frankly about a topic that, as I said before, is complex and complicated to solve, and one that requires to have all stakeholders around the table. So when in 2016 we started to discuss a concept or the need for such a conference, we were looking back at almost 25 years of being the secretariat, serving as the secretariat for a number of informal dialogues that connect European countries to countries of transit and origin. So we have spent a lot of time and efforts in organizing such regional consultation fora already. So we have had a lot of experience in organizing the sort of large part of the meeting calendar in a year, and we realized that we needed, or that the debate needed, one that is perhaps capable of being more inclusive and more participatory than some of those more formal conference platforms. So that is why we brought in our 20 years of experience and aimed at creating something new, a new platform that was more inclusive and perhaps more participatory, and also allowing for perhaps a more frank exchange.
In other words, this is ICMPD's conference. This is our flagship conference. And I think that also makes a difference. We set the agenda. It's not part of any other framework. So it's really ours.
That's interesting. Over the years, there were, I think, different themes at the Vienna Migration Conference regarding this year. So what was at the heart of the discussions this year? And yeah, can you give us an overview and a summary of what happened, what was discussed?
Yeah, as always, in the Vienna Migration Conference and in the process of designing the agenda, we are looking at the most important things that happened in a given year. The challenge is always, in those that organize larger conferences, know that an agenda has to be set a good 6 months ahead of time. So it requires a bit of good preparation and thinking ahead that we're able to cover the most relevant and the most important and relevant topics when we then meet in early October in Vienna. So we always look back at what happened since we left the previous VMC. And like in years before, this was a very eventful year again since that time. Just to recall a few things. When we met last year, the war in Ukraine was about 6 months old. The largest displacement on the displacement of refugees on the European continent was only a few months old. And the introduction of temporary protection for Ukrainians was actually a very bold move by the EU and its member states to provide a quick and pragmatic way of offering protection to millions of Ukrainians. So we have seen this emerge. Since then, to continue the war, there's no end in sight for the war in Ukraine, and the displacement of Ukrainians is yet to continue. We've seen also in the beginning of this year a huge earthquake in Turkey, which affected, of course, hundreds of thousands of Turkish citizens, just like refugees as well. So that was a natural disaster that affected thousands and thousands of people. We have seen other earthquakes. Then later in the year in Morocco, we have seen floodings in the EU, in the neighborhood. So my point is, we've witnessed a number of very drastic weather events and natural disasters that, of course, have an effect on migration, on displacement. On top of that, to our great regret, the situation on the Mediterranean has become yet again the center of attention. The boats that were leaving the southern shores of the Mediterranean and made their way to the EU member states reached again a significant and concerning level. And unfortunately, and very tragically, there have been a number of boats sinking on the sea, with the drastic consequence of continued dying on the Mediterranean. So something that continues to concern everybody, basically policymakers, but also just if you turn on the television in the evening, you see this situation. But it leads to overburdening of reception capacities as well in the countries of reception. So that was something that was very present this year again. The discussions of EU reform, of course, was an important aspect of this year as well. And altogether, we feel that the discourse and the discussion about migration continues to be polarizing. And that, of course, is a concerning development for us, because you need a solid basis and a fact-based and rational discussion and discourse about migration as a precondition for good policymaking. So the VMC again this year is our contribution to this discourse, to this process, to a fact-based and rational debate, which shall serve good policymaking at the end of the day.
This was a lot. Thank you. Let's dissect this a little bit further. Just to give a very brief summary, the main sort of topics or overarching themes of this year's discussions.
Well, before the Vienna Migration Conference actually starts, on the eve of the conference, we start with a warm-up dinner, the Migration Futures Dinner. And this year we had the honor of listening to the Greek Minister for Migration, Dimitris Kairidis, who spoke to us precisely about the debate on migration, the fact that the polarization is shrinking the space for effective policymaking, comprehensive policymaking on migration. And that was a red thread throughout the whole conference. We focused on three main themes. We discussed a new era for labor migration. We had private sector representatives who talked about the actual labor market needs. We looked at the frictions that arise between border management and border control objectives and the need to protect people on the move. And we took stock of where we stand with the pact and whether or not we will be able to see it conclude before the elections next year.
Usually one of the main criticisms in conferences like this is, okay, you've met, you've talked, you've discussed, but what is the added value? What would be your answer to such a criticism, Lukas?
Again, I think I mentioned it before. Without discussing matters of common concern, of matters of social impact, of political impact, in democratically organized societies, it is this public discussion that creates the basis for policy making. So, I do think it is the precondition for coming up with effective functioning policy frameworks. In the area of migration, which has so many facets and so many aspects to it, it is a global phenomenon, it is a regional phenomenon, it connects countries, it connects societies, it connects cultures. It has many, many different aspects. Usually you migrate into a very local community. So migration affects so many aspects of life, of sort of the political public space, that everything starts and ends with a discourse, with public discussion. So the VMC is our contribution. So that is it, not more, not less. And of course, there is a few, I think, fundamental aspects to creating and fostering exchange. We invest a lot of efforts in having a wide variety of stakeholders there. Marlin mentioned that we have policymakers of the European Union, of the European Union member states. But we always make efforts to also bring in countries or representatives of countries of transit or origin, because without them, we would not have a proper discourse how to better manage or regulate or frame migration and migration processes. So that is the contribution that a conference can make. And I think we are not having sort of wrong impressions or false aspirations here. Any sort of success or sustainable outcomes of a conference need to be elsewhere than in a conference room. So we do hope that we can contribute to forging common ground, to forge common interest and a common understanding, which then helps to come up with pragmatic, practical solutions for migration. I should already take back solutions, as it's more solving a concrete issue and not so much the issue of migration or the aspects of migration, where we think it's rather creating and adjusting and readjusting frameworks so that migration can take place in a better way. So I think that's what a conference can do. And I think here the VMC is a prime example of a conference. So I do spend, and I did spend a lot of time in conferences in my professional career. And I have to say with all humility that the VMC is one that I, even though it's work for me, I do appreciate the discussions on the stage. I do appreciate the frank and open exchanges that take place outside the conference room, either in formal bilateral meetings, but then also over coffee and outside the conference room. So we are spending a lot of time in creating the space, the time, and the occasion for all the people of the conference to meet and exchange.
I'm interested also a little bit now in the behind the scenes and in the logistics. And I'm explaining to you why. You have different representatives of states that very often have opposing opinions that may be in a state of conflict. And I would like to know how you deal with that, usually, since ICMPD is also a member states-based organization. And some of the member states have different views on current issues, yeah, or current conflicts as well.
Yeah, again, I think back in the days when ICMPD was created, that was now 30 years ago, there was a concept used to determine who could be principally a member state. And that was also a concept that was still used beyond in other organizations, in other contexts. And that was the idea of, or the concept of like-minded countries. Now, in migration, the like-mindedness seems to be a concept that doesn't hold today anymore, because, as I said before, you will hardly find two countries that have the same political priorities when it comes to migration, or a public that views migration in the same way. So that's probably a concept that doesn't hold so much anymore. But what drives us and what drives the VMC itself, we are trying to discuss the issues in a non-political way. So we are gathering and inviting the participants and try to create a space that is as free of politics as possible, knowing that migration is never free and never completely free of that. But it is a non-political space. So by doing that, we hope to create a space in which we can focus on the issue of migration management and regulation practices, good practices, best practices, innovations in a less controversial way. That doesn't always work, obviously, but so far I think we have been faring well with this concept, and we have been able to create an environment that still allows an exchange, frank discussion, without necessarily ending up in sort of crosshairs. Having said this, we had a number of more energized occasions where we actually had also open controversy on the stage. We are not trying to sort of disguise this or hide this. It represents then the state of affairs between two countries or on between more countries or participants on a specific issue. We're not trying to create or recreate a false image of a sanitized discourse. It's not sanitized. We're not restricting the debate. We are investing a lot of time to have a civilized debate. But sometimes we do have controversy on the stage or outside the room, but we always manage to get out of this in perhaps a constructive way.
I would say for sure we do not shy away from difficult discussions, and we want to be able to give stage to everyone so that we don't have anybody marginalized in this debate, because we also fear, and this is also from a European perspective, that if we don't include everyone, we will not arrive at the real solution. So we cannot marginalize anybody in the debates. And that's, I think, important in any dialogue. This year's VMC definitely had a lot of convergence. I think that we had a group of speakers and an audience who are interested in finding joint solutions. So I don't think that we had anybody there who's interested in going alone. So that was a convergence. How to do that? That's when disagreements or differing opinions start coming up. But I think there was a big investment in doing this together and finding solutions together.
Do you think the convergence is predicting the sort of next year in migration? Maybe also referring to what Skinner said in his keynote address?
I think there was definitely what we could hear, both from the political leaders and the decision makers in the room, that there is a drive to conclude the pact, and there is a drive to make sure that we do everything we can to arrive at a compromise, a solution, a pact, not the solution, but one solution. And that time is of essence to do this before the elections.
So one point that I noticed this time around is how many panels dealt in different ways overall with the topic of labor migration. Can you say something about that?
Sure, you're absolutely right about that. And that was to this extent was a novelty also at the VMC and for us as organizers. And it reflects or reacts to, I think, a new dynamic in the European context. The issue of labor migration has come to the fore much more than in the past. You have discussions in almost every European country, or at least a European Union member state, that labor migration was viewed as a very important policy field in regard to an ever greater number of jobs that countries were not able to fill with sort of the national workforce. So the need to look into labor migration in response to labor market developments is certainly a novelty, and we spend a significant amount of time to explore the topic, to be very practical and provide tangible contributions to the discussions. You know, as an organization, we are in a number of pilot projects in which we test and explore in different ways how we can connect countries of origin and countries of destination, and the various stakeholders that you need to organize labor migration schemes. So we have a lot of practical experience, and yet we know that when we talk about numbers, these pilot schemes will not be near sufficient to address the labor shortages that you have in almost every European country. So we've been focusing on this part, perhaps more than in the past, but I would predict that this is one of the policy fields that will contribute to creating a narrative that is that changes the narrative on migration from an issue that needs to be solved into a policy field that needs to be regulated effectively, on the one hand in regard to addressing irregular migration, in regard to addressing effectively protection of refugees and of asylum seekers, and then importantly also to facilitate labor migration, labor mobility. And that perhaps is also one of the policy fields that can help us to better regulate migration partnerships with countries of origin, on the one hand to better collaborate in the area of irregular migration, but then also in regard to facilitating labor migration. And for us as a migration organization, that is just part and parcel. Labor migration is just part and parcel of comprehensive migration policy frameworks.
Another topic that generally has now surfaced in the, not just expert debate, but in the public debate, is border management. So there is a total paradigm shift here also in the EU to talk about border management much more openly than was done before. And how was this issue tackled in the Vienna Migration Conference?
Yes, borders, and in particular, people on the move, people who take precarious journeys and some that sometimes end in tragedies, not least across the Mediterranean or in the Sahara, is something that everyone sees in the news. So we wanted to address this head on and discuss exactly that. Is it possible to marry border management and border control objectives with this imperative to protect and fulfill human rights of people who are on the move? And the audience and the speakers agreed, yes, it is possible to have policies that strike that balance. And yes, we do fail sometimes in the implementation. And that is where we might see then abuse also of people in the context of crossing borders. We also looked into pushbacks. And what I found very interesting is that there is no legal definition of pushback. We can talk about non-refoulement, we can talk about non-admission at borders, etc. But actually, the term pushback can be very misleading. It's an umbrella term that is used in the media and in the public discourse, but it actually has no legal foundation.
On border management, I would even go as far and claim that without effective border management, we will not be able to afford protection. I do think it is an essential prerequisite for protection systems to have effective border management systems in place that are obviously sensitive to this policy field. We will not have effective labor migration if we don't have effective border management. So there's a number of areas that are normally not associated with effective border management as sort of the first line of state services. The combating of trafficking in human beings, that happens and needs to happen at the border as well. So there's many aspects why we need modern and effective border management, and there was a lot of progress on the European Union level, but there's still a lot that needs to be covered. So I do think, coming back and circling back to your question, that while there is an ever greater consensus or debate, open debate about the need for European external border management, there's still a lot that needs to be done. And what Marlin said, the inclusion, the firm inclusion, and not so much the balancing of border management or border security and human rights, but the full inclusion of a rule of law approach and a human and fundamental rights approach at borders is just an essential prerequisite for Europe to have effective border management on the external dimension. So for us, at least at ICMPD, these are not two terms that exclude each other, but there are two terms that need to be integrated into one comprehensive concept.
But because we do sometimes have failures and sometimes we have mistakes, it is very important that we have accountability and measures put in place to correct that. And we need that because border management without that compliance with human rights is counterproductive. It will erode trust as well. And we need trust, and that gets us back to the public discourse. And trust is not only needing to be built between the partners, between states who are cooperating on migration and between civil society actors. It's also the media and the overall public and the electorate.
Thanks, this was quite insightful. Now, looking at the future, both of migration, but also particularly of the Vienna Migration Conference, based on the debates this year, what do you think where the Vienna Migration Conference leads to next year?
We will, of course, be looking at the elections next year to European Parliament and the start of a new 5-year legislative term and a new commission and new priorities on migration. So first we'll have to see what happens with the pact, and if we reach that milestone, and then what's ahead is the implementation. And from a broader perspective, what we will do in 2024 is to use that moment of when we're pausing in the European migration policy framework to say, what have we done in the last 5 years? What did we achieve? What needs to happen by 2030? So what do we need to have on the agenda for the next 5 years? So Vienna Migration Conference 2024 will have that opportunity to reflect both on the last 5 years and the next 5 years of European migration policymaking.
And Lukas, can you give us the more long-term perspective of what the Vienna Migration Conference should evolve to in the next, let's say, 10 years? Because there is a constant evolvement of the conference if you look at the past 8 years. So what do you think? What would you wish for?
Sure. Again, if you look at migration as a phenomenon, we know that migration will continue. We know that policymakers will continue to be concerned with finding ways to adequately regulate migration. There will, unfortunately, the geopolitical situation or the outlook of the geopolitical situation does not necessarily bode well. So we have to be concerned with continued conflict, continued displacement of people, climate change effects on migration. So what we have to prepare for is turbulent times. I would say in migration policy, making, to find frameworks, policy frameworks, regulations, practices, cooperation arrangements that can help to channel migration and mobility in an effective way, help that migration is part of a solution rather than an extra problem to the issues that I've mentioned before. Realistically speaking, migration will not be fixed or solved at any point in time. It is as old as humankind, so it will be with us. And I do think that it really depends on the way we will be able to regulate migration, to create all the things that we said before: trust in receiving societies, trust between stakeholders, but most of all, solutions or arrangements for migrants themselves. So a conference like the VMC will for sure continue to aim to contribute to finding good arrangements, offering the place where people can come together and have an open and frank exchange on finding the right arrangements also in the future for trying to make migration better.
I think this was beautifully said and very well summed up. Dear Lukas, dear Marlin, many thanks for sharing your invaluable insights on the Vienna Migration Conference with me and most of all with the listeners. I think you've made it very clear that the Vienna Migration Conference is more than the sum of its parts. It's much rather an invaluable informal space to truly connect, to exchange ideas and to move forward concrete decisions and partnerships on the pressing issues of migration.
Thanks, Elizabeth. It was a great pleasure to be here and looking forward to conversation next year.
Thank you so much.
And joining me today was Lukas Gerke, Deputy Director General of ICMPD, and Marlin Frankenhäuser, Head of the ICMPD Policy Unit. Stay up to date and visit icmpd.org, subscribe to our newsletter and follow us on social media.